Due to the noise going on right now, there's not going to be a new episode of the podcast. So it's just another. I'm playing. It's a new episode. I was going to record some more, but as you can hear, there's noise going on outside. I'm not going to be able to articulate anything or make a good conversation about some stuff. But I got enough for the episode. So today's episode is talking about what I've been up to. Talk about my birthday. I think I was talking about went to church for my birthday. Got hands laid up on me. I touched on a debate that happened this week and much more. So you guys enjoyed this episode. It's good to be back doing this podcast. And all right, enjoy. Here it is. It's another episode of the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Yeah, I'm back from the dead. Dead. I just took a break. Gave y'all an episode last week. It was pretty much an old episode I recorded. Just never put it out. And there you go. So you got some new content. This is quick episode. Just wanted to check in with you guys. Not really on the internet much. I did watch the debate. It's really dicey. I didn't like debate. I don't think we have no more debates. Just go out and vote. That's it. I don't know. They're not going to tell you what you want to hear. So what's the point of having these debates? I think Kamala, she started off strong with the COVID stuff. And after that, she just kept rambling about her record. At times when she could have got called out Trump for numerous things, the questions, they were just handing her red meat. She wasn't even taking the meat. I don't know. It was driving me nuts watching it. Of course, Pence, I think he probably did better than, he probably won who won overall. He was lying. I mean, he didn't look bad besides that fly thing. I don't know. He lied pretty much about everything he was saying. But people are not going to pay attention to that because they're just going to worry about. I mean, Kamala, she did enough to people who were on the fence of voting for either of these idiots to go vote for Biden. But then again, Pence, he did not enough, but he did enough to, I don't know, maybe want to vote for Trump, I don't know. But I'm voting for Kanye West, so I don't care about this anymore. Moving along. Birthday's last week. I turned 90. And, I could say 90. It really sucks being 90. To change some things. Getting old. I do for my birthday, I went to church. And look for some answers. Did I find the answers? I don't know yet. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I'm trying to be the better person. I am trying to be a better person. That I am trying to do. You have to excuse the noise because I'm cooking onion rings. I made some steak and there's no steak fries. So all I had was onion rings. I gotta cook the onion rings instead. Well, I ain't done yet. I guess I've been talking stuff about what's going on in the world. I don't know. By the way, how you guys doing? How you guys feeling out there? You guys miss me? No? Okay. Understandable. I wouldn't miss me either. No, I'm just joking. Okay. Let's see. I haven't really done nothing this week besides work and come home and sleep. That's about it. Sleep and work. Wake up, go out and be a slave to your job, and I have been trying to work on myself. That's another whole other story, but talk about that when get the results. I see some results. Right now, I'm just beginning. We begin the stages of whatever it's supposed to be. I don't know. Sober October, I guess. Some of you people, you guys staying sober. Guys putting down the drugs. Probably not. See, me, I really don't take drugs. I take CBD and Kratom, but I haven't really been doing either, both of them. I do some Kratom when I'm off, my off days. CBD when I can ever get some. Shit's expensive, man. I haven't think about starting back drinking whiskey. I don't know. Living in some hard times, man. It's just me. I don't have like any real friends I can talk to if I could. We had a social distance, so it's it's gonna be a fun time anyway. Drinking by yourself is the worst. I drink by myself. I go on Twitter just rambling off stupid tweets and shit all night. Dumb stuff. Wake up feeling like horrible. Don't have time for that. Just drink when it's a celebration with a bunch of people, for your close friends or loved ones. Yeah, I don't know. I guess not onion rings are done. Let's get these out. Get some more. Excuse me, we have to hold on for a second. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I actually found some steak fries. Not a lot. But just enough. Maybe one person. meaning me, because I'm cooking them.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say. Talk about. Got a bunch of people probably saying that Kamala won the debate, or we got a bunch of people saying that Pence won the debate. There's none really didn't win. They're just hyping up the base. At the end of the day, it's especially what you guys are doing. Okay, I've been fasting. That's something new to talk about. I've been doing like 20 hour fasting, because I basically, after I eat, then I don't eat nothing. I'm at work. I don't eat when I get home. Go to sleep. Wake up. I don't eat until like 1. Maybe 12. 12-ish. It's probably going to change soon because my work hours are about to change. But I start working evenings again. Look. Overnights on the weekends. And work 3 overnights and 2 evenings shifts. So my sleep's gonna be even messed up, even more. I mean, my sleep's gonna be fucked up even more. Yeah, so that sucks. But what can you do? Trying to find a new job so that can change, so I can just have a set schedule. I really just want to work morning, so I'm not a morning person used to getting up at 2 o'clock or whatever and enjoying the rest of my day. Because when you grind, like, you go hard, what you do is better if you work in the mornings because you have time to work on whatever you're doing. Your side hustle, your business, in the evenings. I've been working overnights, I've just been all over the place. And I have anxiety, so it's hard for me to get out of bed sometimes. I'm getting up. If I don't get up, and the first thing I do, if I don't make my bed, when I get up, just let me know I'm gonna have a bad day, because the first thing you wanna do, you get up, let's make your bed, because that's going to make you productive. It's going to have a good day. So, any tips, have a good day. First thing you do is get up and make your bed and go from there. That's all I can say. Yeah, man. My anxiety has been bad lately, so but I've been forcing myself to get up. So you want to become a better person, you just got to do it. Get up and do it anyway. That's what I've been doing. Forced making music. I haven't made any music. It's not. You probably won't be hearing no new music from me anytime soon. Just no time for that right now. I do have to work on myself. Just like I said, I gotta do something better with myself and my family. I'm gonna buy my mother a house. It's basically been caring for us her whole life, and just gonna pay her back by buying her house, so it's not just getting and watching across the street my next door neighbor. She's kind of like a sketchy person. Anyway. Buy your mother a house or a car, a dream car. Means you gotta start grinding. I mean, I'm not doing anything just for my mother, but it's basically when you heard in the shadow. Excuse me again. Basically, I gotta do it for myself. I'm gonna have nice things too, you know. Tired of being poor. Doing the same stuff over and over again. I gotta start doing something different. Like make onion rings with french fries. That was a joke, by the way. May not like it, but it's different. It'll mean something in the long run. I don't know. Been eating a lot of peanut butter. Some protein. Started back running. That's gonna be interesting. Gym's still not open around here. Where's one just down the street from my house? That's pretty regular old gym that probably has COVID all around that gym, so I'm not gonna go up there. Stick to running and walking. That's it. I don't know what else you want me, guys. I don't know if you guys what else you want me to talk about. Pretty much. It's like you guys. We all this together. Too bad the people in government don't believe that. Oh, yeah, you can. They're caught off negotiations for the stimulus, so we can't get no money. So after the election, was that's definitely gonna be bad for Trump. It's taking a lot of votes away from him. Yeah, I was kind of wishing I had that money because I would have some plans for that money. Find out a way to do what I gotta do. That's it for me, you guys. I'm gonna make my dinner and go to sleep so I'm getting ready for work. I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Alright, it's the Lonely Boy Podcast, we're out. Alright, hit the music. Samo. Revolution has begun.
revolution has begun.
We'll be right back. Oh, baby, your damn waves, yeah, it's so wild, baby.